8DBF. All right, Sean, I don't know if you're still listening, but we'll connect, keep in touch. We've been handing gear back and forth to each other, and I want to make sure you get what's yours back. And, Donald, I don't have any moto gear, but this will be the first. I found an open box with the screen protector still on it on eBay, $75.50. Not the E, unfortunately, but the price was right. It was $240. Comes with a battery and antenna. So Anthony said he's got a charger. I just need to get a programming cable, and I think I'm off the race there. But so I'm excited to try that. I've been using that DS32 this weekend and been enjoying it. So I was like, all right, this is what a UHF, granted, it's a dual band, but this is what a UHF DMR radio is all about, and I'm going to get a nice one and play with it. Something that I'll actually get used, something I'm not worried about throwing in a bag. That's the big hesitation I have with a couple of my more expensive HTs, like that one I posted in Discord that I'm selling. Great radio, just it lives in the sunglass hard case on my backpack, and then my Kenwood, which is a $700+ radio. I keep that thing at home because I'm afraid I'm going to break that. So at least I know the Motorola parts are readily available and they're meant to be abused. But, I do VHF occasionally, but it's usually just simplex from my 705 doing some sideband stuff, which is a rarity nowadays. I think I'll do just fine with just the UHF radio. David?